time it is. It's the one and only R. Dot with the infamous Kagolf. And this is the Rich Already Podcast, man. I'm rich, he rich, she rich, they rich. We rich, they rich, they rich, they rich. Get rich, they rich, we rich, they rich. I'm rich, he rich, she rich, they rich. I'm rich, he rich, she rich, they rich. We rich, they rich, they rich, they rich. Get rich, they rich, we rich, they rich. I'm rich, he rich, she rich, they rich.
Now rockin' with me, good. This is Kagolf.
This is R. Dot.
And y'all tuned in to the Rich Already Podcast. Now, we're going to get right to it. You know, this has been talked about all week. It's a big stir up in politics, as well as sports and the whole media, as far as current events is concerned. And, our president, Donald Trump, did it again. Stirred up a lot of drama. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he did. He definitely did, man. You know, today's topic is pretty much what Kagolf just said. You know, Donald Trump stirred up some drama with this kneeling for the flag and taking a stand against the injustice of kneeling during the national anthem that Colin Kaepernick started. You know what I'm saying? But Trump, man, he at it again. He ain't focusing on what he needs to be focusing on.
Yeah, like, you know, for example, at 37 plus million dollars of devastation in Puerto Rico. What's going on? I didn't hear nobody, you know, getting no packages or nothing sent to them out.
Shout out to Puerto Rico, man. You know, they going through it. They ain't really getting no relief, at least not from the U.S. standpoint of it. I mean, it's probably little individual companies or businesses, nonprofits that's trying to help, but they're not able to get, you know, the help that's needed or deserved.
Or they're not getting Trump attention.
Yeah, they're not getting Trump attention. I heard on another show, during this week, that this dude Trump, he had about 20 to 30 tweets about NFL compared to maybe 7 to 10 tweets about Puerto Rico and helping them out. You know what I'm saying? And that's crazy to me, man. Like, as a president and a country or island, U.S. being, I mean, Puerto Rico being U.S. territory, you know what I'm saying? You would think they would get more help and relief from the U.S., being that it's a U.S. territory. You know what I'm saying? But they're not getting the help that they need. And they're U.S. territory. It might as well be a foreign land or foreign country for them not to be getting the help they need. He's talking about they already, you know, in bankruptcy and all of that, the government is whatever. But help them out. You know, why have them be part of the U.S.?
Stranded,
you got and leaving them like they doing, but you focusing on the NFL and people taking a knee.
Because you got a few owners of the NFL that's your buddies, you know, rubbing elbows with. See, he just deviate away from the whole situation for what it is.
Yeah.
But I like how, you know, it's the games they play. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because before, it was Kaepernick starting out, and then he had maybe at the most between 8 to 9 of fellow, you know what I'm saying, co-workers or football players, you know, that took a knee with them.
Yeah.
But now, everybody want to take a knee because of a comment that Trump said.
Yeah, that Trump said. It's
disingenuous, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's not real. I mean, why? What would make you want to take a knee now all of a sudden? I mean, so he's, what he said, what was the comment that he made? He said,
you need to get them son of a bitches off the field and out of the stadium. Like, what type of shit is that? You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, like you said, Colin Kaepernick, he started this. When he first started it back last year in August, during the national anthem, he was sitting down. Then one of the kickers who's a veteran that became a kicker of the NFL, he wrote a letter, he penned a letter to Kaepernick saying, you know, he feel that's a little disrespectful sitting down. Can you kneel instead? Right. So, you know, Kaepernick showed his, you know, he showed some appreciation towards that or whatever, and
so that was a veteran who told him.
Yeah. So he started kneeling. Now the kneeling was an issue, like you said. He started kneeling. About 7 or 8 people was doing it in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Taking a stand against the injustice, and that's the whole purpose of kneeling, of the kneeling down during the national anthem and the flag, is taking a stand against the injustices against Black America. You know what I'm saying? Right. Black Americans and
all the blacks. African-American
by police. Yeah, and now, like you said, once Trump say something, all the team owners and teams want to do it. First you had Ray Lewis. He was talking, Colin Kaepernick needs to take a silent stand, a protest with this kneeling and everything. He needs to keep quiet with that. Then
yeah,
you see him.
There,
then you see him nailing.
Then
you see him nailing. Like I said before, during one of our earlier podcasts when we talked about sports, Jerry Jones, owner of the Cowboys, was saying anybody on his team do it, they getting fired. Right. Then last Monday or this Monday that passed, during Monday Night Football, you see him and the Cowboys and Jeff Garrett
before
nailing.
The anthem.
Yeah,
before the anthem.
Before the anthem. You know what I'm saying? What difference does it make, like you said, what difference does it make for Trump saying something or Colin Kaepernick starting this? So it's not, like you said, it's ingenuine. It's not like, oh, they doing it for the injustices of Black America. It's not the same meaning or definition behind it. You know, you're doing this because Trump said something now. Like, so basically it's to prove a point against what Trump is saying.
Right.
It ain't about, oh, let's take a stand with Kaepernick and what he started and support
it's
his
about,
cause.
It's about a childish game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like kids. Oh, you're not going to tell me what to do. So I'm going to do it anyway. Then you got billionaires. He's a billionaire now. So Trump said, oh, those sons of bitches, they need to be standing for a flag. You're disrespecting the flag. You're disrespecting the military. And those sons of bitches should be fired if they kneel. Like, what?
Kicked out the stadium and whoever's like, come on, really? Like, it's like we said before, it's your right, whether you want to stand, whether you want to sit, whether you want to kneel. It shouldn't matter. You know what I'm saying? But as soon as he say something, now everybody want to. So, really,
about
it's not.
Break dance or do the name day. But it matters then. They won't be making a big deal about it then.
Yeah,
right?
It was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the shit. This shit don't make no sense. So it's not the same as taking a stand against the injustices against Black America or, you know, Black America or the slaughtering of what's going on against Black people in this country. You know what I'm saying? Now you got people who's saying, oh, I'm burning my season tickets. I'm burning my NFL gear. Like, who are you? So what? Yeah, yo, that's your money going down the drain. Like, yo, this shit don't make sense to me. Like, you're an asshole. Go ahead and burn your tickets.
See,
you know what I'm saying?
Another thing what it turned into is, oh, I'm patriot, more patriotic than you. No, you're not. Yes, I am. So, it's like a tug-of-war situation. I mean, it's crazy how one man can control a whole situation and then take your mind away from real issues that need to be discussed.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Again, the Puerto Rico, the island out there, how everybody is, you know what I'm saying?
Without electricity,
disaster,
water.
Yeah, water, electricity. Then you got the whole healthcare issue.
Yeah.
Then you got the Russia issue still in there.
North Korea.
Ready to go to war.
Yeah.
But you're talking about a football game.
Football. and being patriotic for the flag, and like, the shit don't make sense. Then you got, and he's so hypocritical because there's pictures of him, you know, that during the national anthem or whatever, he don't even got his hand over his chest, on his chest, over his heart.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of patriotism are you showing by not putting your hand over your heart, on your chest, and you know what I'm saying?
He's a child in a kid's body.
Yeah, he just wants the attention. He's happy. He's happy. He's the president, so he can have the attention and try to bully his way into shit. Like he bullied his way into the presidency. You know what I'm saying? Like the shit don't make no freaking sense at all. You know, like he's an asshole. Trump, you're an asshole. You're an asshole, man. You know what I'm saying? Like for real. It, like, what's your purpose? What's your purpose in being in there? You know
so
what I'm
now,
saying?
With everybody that locked their arms, now they made it even extra. Now they locked their arms. Before it was a deal, now it's kneeling and locking arms. And then, it's ridiculous. Now, like I said, with all that distraction, that takes away about real issues going on right now. You know what I'm saying? And then it still takes away from the potential focus of what the initial need was for, what Kaepernick was doing.
Yeah.
So what were their purpose in kneeling down? Yeah. Their sole purpose wasn't had nothing, it didn't have anything to do with the flag, the amendment, or anything like that. It's because Donald Trump said not to do it, so we're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
That's it. Has nothing to do with the 70% of African-American players playing in the NFL, right?
Don't
at all. And because then when, y'all kneeling down, but Kaepernick's still out of the job.
Yeah, exactly. For real, that's true. And it was a lot of players when Kaepernick started this was like, yo, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing. So it's like, it shows the mindset of these players too, because pretty much, you know what I'm saying, y'all got a slave mentality too.
Yeah,
because it's like, yo, once the owner say, let's do it. Now everybody want to do it.
Right.
I want to say, don't do it. Oh, we're not doing it.
Jump, boy.
Yeah.
Jump, boy. Dance, boy. Dance.
Like, this shit don't make sense. So next week, or this coming week, the owner say, nah, go back to standing, putting your hands over your chest and on your heart.
And
they're going to do it.
Yeah.
What sense? So what is y'all purpose? What is the purpose behind it? What are y'all standing for? You know, what are y'all kneeling for, rather? Like, for what?
Yeah,
what points are y'all proving?
Master said kneel. That's it.
That's master. You know what I'm saying?
They want their vittles. They got to get their vittles.
You know, you want me to catch the ball right after master? Yes. You know, like, yo, and it's true. Like, I've seen stuff on Facebook and other shit, like, people. Going back to people burning their flag and shit. And I seen something on Facebook that said, it made a lot of sense. You know what I'm saying? It said, when you watch football, you're not watching for the national anthem or the flag. You're watching for the game. So what's the point of being upset about the players taking the knee? I don't see the followers. You just want to be followers, want to be a part of the crowd. Want to be part of the agenda and conversation at hand that's going on. It don't make no sense because once the national anthem ain't nothing but what? 2-3 minutes at tops?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Once it's over, y'all ain't got seats anyway.
See,
you know what I'm saying? See, drinking beers.
See, what it is that it doesn't concern them. See,
yeah.
It's not happening to anybody in white America. So they got to throw you a bone and go with the flag or the amendment.
That
all these other excuses to try to deviate away from, once again, what the knee and the initial stand for, the injustice of police brutality against African-American people in this nation, period. All that other hoopla, you know, running around and doing this because Trump said not to and you're doing it anyway, that's just redundant. That's just real childish to me. That's like a tug-of-war game that kids would play. Or just like an arm wrestling match now. Yeah, it's asinine. It makes no sense.
It don't.
On
it
top
really
of
don't.
That, he calls the NFL players sons of bitches. So you're calling them mothers bitches.
Yeah.
Not only that.
That's disrespectful.
You call the people in the riots with Charlottesville good people.
Yeah.
So this is what he basically means by make America white again. Oh, great again.
Great again.
I said it right the first time.
Make it white again. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not here to help any situation at hand. He's there for his own doing, for whatever purposes that he want to stir up and you know, controversies he want to bring and bringing dividends or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, he tell Steph Curry to go towards basketball. You're not invited. He didn't want to go anyway.
Yeah.
To the White House. He didn't want to go to the White House.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the team didn't go. UNC, who won the UNC basketball team, who won the championship or whatever, or football, basketball, one of the two, they said they ain't going. Nobody wants to see you and come to the White House. You know what I'm saying? Because of what you're doing, how you're doing it. And so you don't really have nobody on your side, but yet you're just trying to find things. And when you said during that rally about the NFL, oh, some of these owners are my friends. They don't know it. Who is they? The players? The people watching? They don't know it, but if I give them a call and tell them to fire these people, they'll be fired. Well, go ahead and fire them. There won't be no NFL football to watch, stupid. Then what are you going to say? You know what I'm saying?
They'll say job well done. That was his whole mission, I guess.
I saw something, too. I don't know how true it is, but that he sued the NFL for whatever reasons he sued them for almost, he tried to sue them for like, some amount of $1 billion. This was like a couple years ago, before he was even running.
His friends with several homies.
Yeah. You know, he was trying to sue the NFL for a couple amount of $1 billion. He won like $3.6 million out the deal in a permanent NFL ban.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, what sense do all of this make? Then you got the Trump supporters, like, burning jerseys that they bought. Burning season tickets that they bought.
They don't know why they're doing it.
Yeah, saying it's not patriotic for you to kneel. Y'all don't know what patriotism is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't know what patriotism is.
Man. For real.
What is patriotic? You know what I'm saying? By kneeling for a national anthem that's not even meant for Black America anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not meant for us anyway. You know, the flag is not meant for us. Those ain't our colors. You know, those ain't our colors. You know what I'm saying? But it don't make sense. You know what I'm saying? So y'all protesting against something. You got military people who's not even mad about it. You know what I'm saying? The one guy, Villanueva from the Steelers, who came out to support, he wasn't even mad at his teammates, his coach.
No, they might have been mad at him. Because, see, before that happened, they all, you know, got the call and made a pact that, hey, we all want to stay in the locker room when the anthem is going on and everything. But being as that he's a veteran and he served and stuff like that, you know, he went to West Point, you know, so.
Yeah.
So, he feel like, no, I'm with you, I'm with you. But then when it came time to do it, he ran out.
He might have felt indifferent, you know what I'm saying? He might have felt indifferent. I mean,
yeah,
but
see.
That's his.
If he's a veteran, then he should know better. Because you left your buddies behind. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if it's one team, one fight, if
that's true.
All do it, then you just single yourself out as an individual.
Yeah.
So now
yeah.
when I go that in that locker, sense. Yeah, we could talk, joke, jive, and socialize, but now I know I'm going to keep it just football with you. I can't associate myself with you. Mm-hmm. Because now it's something different. You know? But you're entitled to feel how you want to feel. But it's one team, one fight. If the rest of them was back there, the coach, the staff, then you should have been back there with them.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You made a good point on that. But, you know, with the military, they, veterans, I don't know. I don't see any veterans complaining about people kneeling or I don't hear any veterans complaining about kneeling for the flag or national anthem. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a veteran. You're a veteran. It's like, yo, like, I don't feel indifferent about it. Not because I'm black. You know what I'm saying? I just don't. Even when I was in the military and they played the national anthem, I never cared to salute. Really. I just did it because I had to. You know? But I never cared to salute. And I never cared. Before joining the military, whenever I went to places and they, you know, sporting events and they played the national anthem, I didn't put my hand over my heart because I didn't care. I'm like, yo, this is a waste of time. Like, for what? You know what I'm saying?
And, you thought it was a waste of time.
Yeah. The national anthem, the Pledge of Allegiance, you know what I'm saying? All of that. Like, I didn't care for none of that, honestly. And I still don't, honestly. You know what I'm saying? Like, they took the Pledge of Allegiance out of schools. You know what I'm saying? Right. I know when I was growing up, they used to recite it over the loudspeaker. You know what I'm saying? They took that out of schools. So where's the patriotism in that? You want to talk about patriotism? You know what I'm saying? You're taking that out of schools. Where's the patriotism in that? But nobody's saying nothing about that, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, right. That don't make sense. So y'all just picking and choosing. People are picking and choosing to go with what's what and just to be a part of something that y'all don't even know what y'all really are a part of.
What y'all kneeling for.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It don't make sense. Then, two, the freaking, the U.S. military paid the NFL a certain amount of money to have these players stand and come out during the national anthem. Because if you go back to the earlier era of football with the Jerry Rices and Michael Irvins and them, if y'all can remember, nobody thought or paid attention to a national anthem during football. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, and this is recent. I think it maybe 2009 or 2011 when, it might have been 2011 after 9/11 happened, is when U.S. military paid the NFL to have the players come and stand out for the national anthem just to make it seem more patriotic. Yeah. So,
and they paid them.
Yeah, and that's something a lot of people don't know. Probably these people that's having a fit about kneeling don't even know that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So before them getting paying the NFL to do that, nobody in the NFL was paying attention to the national anthem before games. So what is the big deal? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is the big deal now?
That's what I said. They're making it bigger than what it needs to be.
It is. You know? It really is.
Now, this guy here, Ray Lewis, man. Get a hold of yourself, guy.
You don't know what you want to do now. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're the biggest coon, so, man. You're making the biggest coon of yourself.
He sat there on national TV with his friend, Shannon Sharp, and said, he wasn't kneeling for the same reason Kaepernick's kneeling. If you notice, he used both knees. He was praying. The hell is you praying for? Kaepernick is praying again because of the social society.
He was on both knees because he was praying. Oh, it's Sunday. It's Sunday, man. He was missing church. He had to pray.
Then you got the rest of the NFL kneeling because Master said kneel.
Yeah.
But he kneeling, he took it over. With one knee, I'm going to use two knees. Forget the whole cause of Kaepernick. Forget Master telling the owners and the players to kneel. I'm not kneeling. I'm praying. He said, I'm praying.
He said because he was praying. What are you praying for?
Did he say
what he was praying for?
I don't know, but now I see why they use that jingle picture of him on the Instagram and social media. Huh? Yo, what's going on?
Get
a hold of yourself, stupid.
And you want to know the kicker of that, too? You know, once he kneels/pray, you know, so that's funny.
He's just praying.
Once he got down on both knees and started praying, while everybody else was kneeling. You know what I'm
saying?
Hey,
girl. hey, Ray Lewis.
Yo, I think I saw her that they was Baltimore Ravens fans was signing a petition to get his statue removed.
Yeah.
So now they mad at him.
So it backfired either way. So you just stand down.
Yeah. So now you all the way effed up.
It's
all the
way screwed up. Death threats now.
Yeah. See, they mad at you
that's
now, right?
You know? That's what happens.
That's what happens. Shit happens like that.
He should be the last person talking about somebody doing something and standing down. Now he's talking about, he's taking a beat. Oh, he's praying.
Yeah.
What are you praying
going
for?
Going to book with Trump. You're an asshole.
So check it out. So he said,
you're an asshole, right?
He said he's praying, but he said he was praying that all of this nonsense and this madness with the NFL could stop. But before that, he sat on the show and said, Kaepernick needs to stop with this nonsense.
Good.
How can it be nonsense? Where have he been the past couple of decades? He's 42.
It's nonsense. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's nonsense. It's crazy. Nonsense. It don't make sense, man. Like he's another fool, man. Another fool. And don't know a part of the crowd. Don't know why he's down on both knees. For what? You know what I'm saying? But like I said, you said he was praying. He was missing church on Sunday. So I guess that justifies it. You know?
He said he was praying. He was trying to pray and hope all this nonsense and stuff passes away.
So he gonna pray again this Sunday?
He never prayed for Kaepernick, or he never prayed so police can stop killing black people in the street.
Yeah, but you just said that, you know, he said he got down on two knees, not for the same cause of Kaepernick. So that already disregards, you know what I'm saying, the whole purpose of it. He already just pushing that whole purpose to the side, like, listen, I don't care about this. That's pretty much what he's saying. I don't care about the reason why Kaepernick got down on one knee and started this protest. I'm doing it for a whole nother reason. Because, you know, the team said do it. I'm part of the organization. And so I'm going to get down on both knees just to be different.
Yeah, God damn. I don't know what to say.
Stupid. You're an idiot, man.
Oh, man.
You're
an idiot. Yeah, it's just hypocritical actions, man. You say one thing on national TV, but then you go do another thing on national TV. And then straddling the fence with the whole Kaepernick issue, knowing the situation you've been in when you were still in the league.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The whole debacle with him in Atlanta a couple of years back. So,
the whole murder joint.
Yeah.
It don't make sense. He don't know which way he want to go. You know what I'm saying? And then as this continues to go on, no matter who knows how long it's going to go on, but as it continues to go on, I want to see if he continue to get down on both knees every Sunday, or he just going to sit, stand in the back crowd now, you know what I'm saying?
Where I think he's going to sit in the back now. He's getting death threats. You might as well want to slow down, like Brand Nubian, slow down.
Yeah, they're going to remove his statue, you know what I'm saying? They're going to remove his statue from in front of the stadium. You know what I'm saying? He don't want that.
He under pressure.
Yeah, man. He don't want that now. You know what I'm saying?
That's like the removing Jordan statue in front of the United Center. So.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
So that's maybe this Sunday he will get down with the team and pray for that. You know
what I'm saying? He'll be back for both knees.
Praying that his statue going to get removed. Praying that the death threat stop. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what he going to be.
Bend the knee like boys and men. Oh,
it's
man.
Stupid, man. It don't make no sense, man.
You just want to be part of the situation that's going on, man. So then he gets up there and talks about how mad and upset he is at Shannon Sharp because they're actual friends. Oh, you could have called my number. You could have called my number. He said, I did call your number. Never answered. I text you. And then you answered my text 20 minutes later. So we started texting back. Then I said, oh, come on, man. We better than that. Pick up the phone, dog.
Yeah, he didn't want to have a verbal conversation with him.
But you on the text.
Yeah.
So you throw a rock and hide your head practically. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because you know that's your mentor, your bigger brother, so to speak. So now you know he gonna tell you how you feel. Yeah.
And you don't want to hear it. You don't want to hear it because you know you're wrong. You don't have a purpose in what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't make sense. It don't make sense at all. None. At all. You know what I'm saying?
Man. Then he gonna say, Kaepernick was talking to Ravens, and they were going to sign him until they see his wife put that post on Instagram.
What post?
Had him looking like, put his head up there as Samuel Jackson and J-Lo hugging the owner of the Ravens.
Woo!
Hot topic. It was a hot topic.
Kaepernick's wife did that?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So how can that stop him from getting deployed? He plays on the field, not her.
Yeah,
it's a bunch of bullshit.
He felt some type of way about that, so he spoke to everybody else in the organization.
They wasn't going to hire him to begin with. Nah. They would have. He been talking to them way before that came out.
Yep. So it's like the Jaguars owner. You know what I'm saying? They had an opportunity to sign Kaepernick, too. He didn't sign him, but yeah, he out there locking arms, taking the knee with the team.
Who, the Arab?
The owner? Yeah.
Yeah, the Arab.
Oh, I didn't know
you. Yeah, Arab.
Is it?
That's all?
You're not even American.
Yeah, you don't have a black owner, but you got an Arab owner. That's all.
Oh, that's crazy. See, I didn't know that. I didn't know he was Arab, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, he had the team for over 5 years now.
Wow. And you had the opportunity to sign Kaepernick.
But they talk about patriotism, patriotism. Oh, man, that's something else.
How is that patriotic, man? How is that patriotic? How is it not patriotic? That's the question. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's with, like, Trump just want to be, he's tweeting 22 tweets, man, about the NFL and what's going on. And then you saying in another media interview or whatever, you saying, well, I didn't do that to be focused on the NFL. I just thought that it needed to be spoken about, and it was wrong because they're not showing patriotism to America and to the country and to the flag.
So that's why their sons are bitches, right? But in Charlottesville, those are good people.
They're good people, man. They were good people.
They protesting rioting.
For a good cause.
Yeah, they're rioting. They're walking around flagging the Confederate flag. They're literally right there in front of police beating up on black people. But they're good people.
They're good people, man.
And that's the same thing that Colin Kaepernick is kneeling for.
Mm-hmm.
But they're good people. You know? Everybody turned the closed ear and the blind eye to that cause. But as soon as he say, if anybody kneel, they should be fired. Now, the owners are mad. You don't tell me what to do. You know what I'm saying? Like kids.
I run this team. These are my people. These are my slaves.
Yeah.
They work for me.
Then they send a memo to the whole team, the coaches and staff. Hey, when we come out here, we're gonna take a knee. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, master. They all do it.
It don't make sense. You know what I'm saying? So that go to show the influence that Trump have on a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? Just to stir up some shit. If you want to at any time, he can stir up something about something. You know what I'm saying? And everybody gonna feed into it, play into it, you know, and focus on that and just to distract or draw the attention away of what's really going on and what really needs to be focused on and attention. He do it for himself. He do it to stir up some shit. You know, he ain't. No, I mean, cause he good. You know what I'm saying? Just like he's good.
Like what?
As far as his
shit starter.
Yeah, being a shit starter, his money. You know what I'm saying? He good. If anything go down here, he good. He gonna be straight. He gonna be protected. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, that's the truth for you. If niggas go to war with North Korea, he ain't worrying about it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. Other politicians ain't worried about it. Yeah. They're not gonna be out there. So
yeah, they ain't worried about it. He ain't worrying about it. You know what I'm saying? He gonna buy him a bunker somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So he can go hide and be protected. You know? He don't care about none of that. I think he waived a bill or something for foreign ships to be able to come into to be able to come into Puerto Rico to help out.
Really?
It was okay. But the same bill he waived for them not to have ships come into Puerto Rico, he passed for Texas and Florida when the hurricanes hit them.
No figure, right?
But Puerto Rico is U.S. territory.
He took his time out there in Houston as well. So.
Yeah.
What's the difference? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he's really dragging ass for Puerto Rico. Because he don't care.
And they have no money that he can benefit from. You know what I'm saying? That he can't benefit from them because their economy is down.
It's shaky. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he don't care.
Yeah,
he don't care. But you got people dying over there because there ain't no water, ain't no electricity. You know what I'm saying? The hospitals can't help nobody without no water and no supplies.
Yeah, you're right.
Without no electricity, you can't help nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I almost seen a video of this young lady. She was in upstate New York. She said her uncle was out there. He haven't had electricity in 3 weeks now. You know?
Yeah, that's crazy.
So it's a devastating thing out there.
Ain't no telling when they're going to have. You know what I'm saying? When they're going to have. Whenever stuff like this happen, at least some of, even you know, Bush redneck self, he even helped out with. Even helped out with stuff, you know what I'm saying? That during little times of need with believers, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, he took his time with the New Orleans, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, situation out there, Hurricane Katrina.
Good,
yeah, that's when Kanye came out and said, "Oh, Bush don't like black people," you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, powers that be. A couple of days later, he's apologizing. Yeah. And then Bush came out when Obama was getting in office, and he said the worst part of his presidency is when Kanye West said, "Well, he don't like black people." Oh, so forget 9/11. You know what I'm saying? Forget going to war with Iraq. But Kanye West was the most hurtful and saddest thing in your presidency when you was in office. These guys here, man.
But
Trump is the worst. Yeah, you can take the chimpanzee and put him in office. He'll do a better job. Yeah,
he is the worst, man. He don't care about what's going on.
Like a high school student just graduated from 12th grade and you put him in office. And what's the difference? What would be a comparison? The whole cabin, this is the first time ever I've seen a whole cabin don't know nothing about nothing. That's a crying shit.
Yeah, everybody that he put in his cabin, his cabinet, you know, they all are a good business people. You know what I'm saying? But I guess, and he's a good, you know, supposed a good businessman. And I guess that's why he did it, because America is a business. You know what I'm saying?
America is a business. He's a businessman, but I don't know who said he is a good businessman. You know? He filed for bankruptcy 4 times.
Yeah.
At least, at the minimum.
But you mad at Puerto Rico for being in bankruptcy. How hypocritical is that? That don't make sense at all. You filed 4 times, but Puerto Rico is in a bad economical state, and you don't care to help them because of that. That's pretty much what it is. You don't care to help them because they're in a bad economical state. But how are they going to get any better with not helping them with their relief and the disaster that's going on? You know what I'm saying? It don't add up at all. It don't add up. And it ain't doing nothing to benefit no one. Not them, not U.S., it don't make him look good. Like, it's nothing good that's going to be said at the end of his presidency and his term. Nothing good that's going to be said about him, man. You know what I'm
saying?
Now,
at the end of his presidency, who's going to run next? Elmo? Cookie Monster? I don't know. Somebody please tell me. America has been, and it is now, if it wasn't before, a laughing spectacle of the world. You know what I'm saying? This is a joke. Like, everybody abroad is looking and watching what's going on, and I guarantee they don't even like it. You know what I'm saying? Poop. The only two in cahoots, Poop.
Yeah.
And we already know that word, that name sounds crazy by itself.
Poop.
like Poop. 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 Poop.
Passing gas. That's basically his last name, Poop. Passing gas. You know what I'm saying?
But so that's what they're doing, sitting around secretly passing notes together, tweeting to them.
That's because his wife is Russian. I think some of his kids is have she? Russian. Yeah. So
I didn't know what she was. I just know she can't speak English.
She's Russian.
I just know I don't know how can you be married to an immigrant, but you just dislike immigrants. Isn't that hypocritical? Like, I don't get it, man.
Yeah, that's true.
The most retarded stuff I ever heard of
stupid.
In my life.
He's stupid, man. He is stupid.
But Charlottesville, those people out there are good people. The NFL player, they're sons of bitches.
They need to be fired and thrown out the stadium. You know, because some of the owners are his friends.
America's game. That the military has to pay for to get sponsorship. But you're so patriotic, right? That it should be free.
He should cut that. He should cut that bill or agreement or whatever it is. You know, if he feel that, you know, if he feel that way about it, that players ain't patriotic or whatever the case may be, then yeah, he needs to do away with that thing. You know, and stop having the national anthem and the flag being brought out during the games and sporting events and whatever the case may be.
So now it trickled down to football, baseball, everything like that.
Football, baseball, basketball, whatever sport it is now, you know, it don't matter what sport it is really anymore. Like, everybody, you know, there's certain people doing it, certain people taking a stand against it. Certain people's taking a stand against it, but now it's more so. It's a diversion. He did a good job at he did a real good job at diverting the cause and purpose of taking the knee. You know what I'm saying? He did a real good job.
Covering up for what it's been before.
Yeah, because now people just doing it because he said something about it.
That's it.
And he feels some type of way about it.
We're not going to let you bully us. We have billions as well. Like, what? Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, for real. It just
you might as well stick your bottom lip out and pout. Start pouting.
It don't make sense, you know. So now he's saying something about it. Everybody want to focus and go against it now and rebel against what he's saying just to prove a point rather than stick with the purpose at hand on what it's for, you know. And yeah, like you said, Kaepernick, he's still not signed, and it don't look like he's gonna get signed at any time.
No time soon,
you know. So now it just made it even worse.
Now they're threatening the employees, other football players, if they take a knee, you're getting fired for it.
Yeah, that's why I said in one of our earlier podcasts when we talked about the NFL, Jerry Jones, he was one of the main ones who said it for the Cowboys, America's team.
Wow.
America's
come
team.
Out before the anthem is played to kneel. What sense does that make? That's not.
So what is that? And that's another thing. He's another donkey, man. Like you threaten your staff and your employees, but now, what? 3 weeks later, here you are taking the knee, going against your word, going against his own word. You know what I'm saying? You might as well fire yourself now. Get the team up. You know? You might as well get a team up now. You know? Because now what? Now what you going to do? Now, if people, you know, if this was to die down and players on his team was to take a knee, he can't even fire them now. Because look.
You already did it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you can't even be mad if players on your team wanted to do it. And now, if all of this stop or whatever and they continue to do it, you can't be mad at them. Right. You can't want to find them. You can't want to fire them for any reason because you done joined the cause and proven the point trying to rebel against Trump. And it's
trying to rebel against Trump.
Yeah, that's what it is. They everybody kneeling to rebel against what Trump said.
But there never was a problem when Mr. Guy Tim Tebow was kneeling. Every time he did something, a big play, a touchdown, he kneeled. But then they'll say, oh, he was praying. All right, well, that's the same thing Ray Lewis said he was doing, praying. But he got on two knees. When Tim Tebow was doing it, he was on one knee. Same knee that Kaepernick was on. Yep. You know? So what's the difference? The difference is, oh, he's praying. He's fighting for a silent protest of social injustice. So they don't want to hear that. See, it's all about the games they play. This is the race card. You know, if you say something, you can say, oh, I don't like crack. But I'm talking about soft teams. Then they hold on. Oh. So it's okay. But if you stuck on that word, he's racist.
Stupid.
Yeah, he's racist. But then they can do everything 400 years and then slavery and this, that, and the third.
I don't like crackers. Yeah. You talk about salties, they'll get offended before they know what you really mean behind it.
This is the games we play, you know?
It's crazy. Yeah, that's true. That's true. It is. So, it is the game they play. It's just how they going about it. What really killed me and cracked me up is these players. Not players, but fans that's just like throwing their money away now. You know what I'm saying? For nothing. These fans and players who's throwing their money away for nothing now. You know what I'm saying? Season tickets, jerseys, you know, saying all this and that. I guess they not going to watch football either, huh?
Oh, yeah, I saw a guy up there. He had, this is my Pittsburgh Steelers jacket. I paid $450 for it. He lighted a fire and threw it in the barrel. I'm like, so? What's the fuck? Now you wasted $450.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
And now what you going to do? Not watch a Steelers game no more, huh? You know what I'm saying? Mad. You're going to be mad because you got to hear about, not even see, really. You know, you got to hear about, or briefly watch about players kneeling. When the whole purpose, like I said earlier, you ain't watching for that. You ain't turning on your television to focus on people kneeling and standing, taking a stand against whatever cause is rightfully meant for. You know what I'm saying? Like you going to watching it to be entertained by the game, by the players who's playing. You know? And that's what baffles me. Like it baffles me, man, because it don't make no sense. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know, you know, why they doing it. They just doing it. You know, you just doing it just to do it. Throw your money down the drain. You a season ticket holder, but I bet next year you won't call off them season tickets, though.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? You won't call and say, cancel my season tickets. I'm not buying no more season tickets.
Yeah, they still gonna buy him.
Yeah.
All of this is gonna blow over, but at the end of the day, they still masking and covering up what the whole purpose was.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I'm looking at this that Sunday, and I'm saying, wow, all these guys locking their arms, getting on their knees, but where we are for the same cause for Kaepernick.
Yeah.
See, that's the whole divide and conquer situation. Y'all scared for whatever y'all situation might be. Kaepernick is worth $11 million, whether he gainfully employed or not. And he took $1 million of his own money and donated it to different causes and charities and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Him as well as the Bennett brothers.
Yeah.
They did the same thing. So they all with him and fighting for the same cause. Everybody else that haven't did anything like that, they cowards. Or they have their own reasons up until the owners say, hey, y'all got a deal.
Yeah.
That's it.
This is what we're going
to
do.
So it's just so phony to me. It's disingenuous.
Yeah. And those who wasn't for the whole Kaepernick cause, they might as well go back to putting their hands over their heart. Man.
You know? Just stand up.
Yeah. I mean, don't do it because your owner said, hey, let's do it. Or the coach said, hey, let's do it. You've been had the option. You've been had the option. The choice was yours from the beginning. You know, so now that choice, because of the owner said, now that choice is stripped away. You know what I'm saying? You don't have a choice now. Whether you want to kneel or whether you want to hold your hand over your heart. You don't have that choice anymore.
You're a puppet.
You're a puppet. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's funny because in the NBA, years ago, there was a couple of players that was Muslim and didn't feel that they wanted to stand for the flag. Hakeem Olajuwon was one. You had Abdul Raouf, I believe, from the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah.
He stayed in the back as well. It felt like he didn't want to stand up for the flag.
Yeah.
And then he said because they're Muslim. But it don't even matter your religion or whatever it is. There's nothing annotated or dictated or written down that says that you have to stand for the flag.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
that's true.
You know?
Yeah, that's true, and it don't make a difference, you know, whether you want to or not, and you know, like I said, it's now all of these players and whomever owners, they don't have that choice or option to tell somebody they can't do it, or players for that matter don't have a choice to say, well, hey, I'm not going to do this anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, to them,
yeah. You know, I'm not. Well, I just did it. I just did it last Sunday because y'all said. But I really don't feel this way about. You can't say that now. You know, you don't have a mind of your own. You don't have a voice of your own in this anymore.
Well, again, like I said, they knew just because they don't even know if they knew.
Yeah, a lot of them don't. You know what I'm saying? After they knew, they got a pat on the back. Go out there and win that game.
That's it. That's a shame.
Go out there and win that game.
That's
go out there and make 8 tackles tonight.
It's strength and numbers. Yeah.
Go out there and get 15 receptions.
That's how you put a hole on the strip.
Yeah.
That money, girl. Yeah, he front like he a baller. Go get that money.
Yeah. Yeah. For real. For real. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Money,
go out there and catch that touchdown. Go out there and run 400
yards. Don't do that dance. You're going to get fined. Wow, really? Don't pretend to act like you're pissing. You're going to get fined.
Like, yo, for real. They don't
what
make
you
sense.
Feel about that? The Odell Beckham?
I laughed. I thought it was funny, man. I thought it was funny. I thought it was cool. You know, like, yo, for real.
It's football.
Yeah.
And it's football entertainment.
Yeah.
Football is entertainment.
Yeah.
Their product is what they're selling. It's football. Period. Now, he comes here and there with all of these antics and stuff like that. Oh, when I saw it, I was like, you know, what for? What's the point? What's the purpose?
Nah,
you
know, I thought it was funny, man.
I don't know. I think it was a little too over the top. But, you know,
really?
That's his thing. He likes celebrating.
It was cool to me. It was, like I said, it was funny. I, like, you know, that's his way he wanted to celebrate. He always do something different. you know what I'm saying, to keep it interesting and entertaining. So I thought, like, yo, that's different. That's really funny. But to get fined for it and penalty and all of that, I didn't agree with that. You know, let him do what you want to do.
Oh, so he got fined for it as well?
I think so. He might have. He might have. You know, but I'm not sure. But you catch a penalty at that time, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you got a few people saying, oh, it was childish, it was tasteless. But then you have people say, hey,
wasn't
he's patriotic.
Nah, it
ain't got nothing to do with patriotic.
Wasn't patriotic.
It wouldn't say
he's
that.
Wearing
right?
Red, white, and blue. It's not patriotic. Yeah. You got red, white, and blue on. It's not patriotic.
Yeah, it wasn't patriotic.
Yeah. That's what people gonna say. Yeah. It's not patriotic. You got down on both knees and act like a dog.
Walking like a dog.
Oh, the whole patriotism thing, as far as this goes, it's like, what's the meaning of patriotism now? You know?
Unfortunately, it's multiple definitions of it. You know what I'm saying? The black community and black America. Definition of patriotism is different from white America. You don't see nobody black burning up a long sail of giant jersey. You don't see them burning up a Reggie White jersey or Deion Sanders or whatever player jersey they might have. For what? What's the point? You see, so, you know, the whole situation is just like a stirred up pot of goulash or some stuff that don't make sense. Porridge or something. It's just people just doing things because they're told and don't even know what are they doing, you know, things for.
What they doing it so for, why they doing it.
Yeah.
I saw something on Facebook or something that a bar owner in Oklahoma, he put down a Kaepernick jersey, Marshawn Lynch jersey as doormat.
Yeah.
What you think about
Kaepernick
that?
Kaepernick and Marshawn Lynch, yeah. Both of them?
Yeah, they take them to the ground, their jerseys to the ground as doormats for people to step on and wipe their feet on as they come in or out his bar.
First of all, two different teams, two different players. You know what I'm saying? One's a quarterback, one's a running back. It just don't make no sense. What's the whole sole purpose of it? What is he trying to get out of it?
That's that whole thing, that dividence, I guess, because Marshawn was one of those that supported the whole Kaepernick movement, you know what I'm saying? So in the beginning, before this recent Neil effect or whatever, so he was one of those who supported that. So now, I guess the bar owner remembered that and said, well, I'm going to put down these two guys' jerseys. Have people walk over.
People getting involved that need not to get involved. Yeah, you know,
no
stupid
reason.
Stuff.
At the bottom.
So is that patriotism? Because you put two jerseys down there for people that you feel like you don't like. Where your patriotism lies now?
Yeah.
You know? How does a person define that, oh, I'm a better patriot than you, or so forth and so on? Whether you in the military or not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy right now. So, one person, look how much power he has to put everything in the whole world.
The whole spiral, yeah.
If y'all let it, if you allow it,
feed into it. And that's what most people are doing. They're feeding into it. You know, I'm more patriotic because I'm standing. You're kneeling, so you're not patriotic at all. You don't even care for what the flag is being brought out for. You don't even care for what the national anthem is being sung for.
Yeah. And they don't even know. They say you don't care, but they don't even know. That's so
because it wasn't a big deal before all of this. A few years ago, it wasn't a big deal. You know what I'm saying? A few years ago, nobody cared. If before all of this injustices against black people were happening, if somebody was to kneel or sit during the national anthem, I don't even think it would be this much uproar about it. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't be this. I don't think it would. If all of this wasn't going on now, that's going on now, back then, if none of this was going on back then and somebody sat down or kneeled or didn't decide to put their hand over there, it wouldn't be an issue, you know? But that's the thing of these people getting mad at others for kneeling or sitting down during the national anthem, whether it's players or fans in the stadium. But nobody say anything. Nobody say anything about seeing the pictures with Trump not putting his hand over his heart during the national anthem and stuff. Nobody saying nothing about that. So where's the patriotism in that? For him to say it's not, for Trump to be the main one to say it's not patriotic to kneel. But you're leaving yourself out.
He knows what he's doing. Like I said, he's a media hawk. So he come to stir up trouble, and everybody just fell for the okie doke and went along with it. You know? It's amazing. I just sat back and watched the show. That's all you can do. Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah.
Don't feed into that, man. Don't be a part of that.
For the okie doke.
Yeah, don't. Don't feed into that. Don't be a part of that whole agenda that's going on. Man. You know what I'm saying? Because I guarantee in the next week or so, it won't be no...
Something else. Something else he's doing. Good. Or something else that the owners is compliance to. Because that's what it was. It wasn't like they shunned him or anything like that. Because he's still talking. They really can't got into compliance with him. And now he know he can get into their head. So he can get into the owner's head.
I think the owners did it too because he said what he said. I know some of the owners. And if I tell them, I give them some calls and tell them to fire these people or to do this or do that, they're going to do it. So the owners heard that and was like, oh no.
And the sad part is he probably possibly is right. It might have been a situation where if they didn't all stand and lock arms and stuff like that, and some guys on their team choose to stand, then they know they single them out because, oh, we're not doing it. You're doing it. So you're with Kaepernick. Oh, you're gone. You see what I'm saying? So it's a possibility that it might have, you know, tried to straddle that way. You know?
Yeah. But, you know, when Trump said that, the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, he gave his matter of emphasis on it or speech on it. He was like, listen, he ain't a part of that. He don't believe what Trump said. He said, listen, these are their decisions, you know, to
Roger Goodell.
Yeah. He was like, I'm not supporting that. I'm not in agreement with Trump and saying what he said, you know, and he did say that too, that, you know, he disrespected some players of the NFL by calling them sons of bitches, and you know, and that they had their own, they had their own option and rights to do what they want and what they don't want.
These people, he said, these people. He didn't say football players. He said these people.
Yeah.
So these people you're talking about are football players, they're athletes. You just said these people. You're a president. You know, see, the sad part about it is that in America, allegedly, so they say, it stands for what? Liberty, justice, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, Kaepernick is kneeling because of the injustice of African Americans. So what justice? Okay. Where's the liberty lies? You know what I'm saying? And the pursuit of happiness is to do things to in that level where it makes you happy. So a silent protest, he felt like he's getting his point across, that possibly makes him happy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That is, if that's governing for the America, then we need to abide by it. But it's just shunned and stiffed on and pushed to the left.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The pursuit of happiness. That's just,
and if you go into that, like you said, the you know, and that's part of the Pledge of Allegiance or whatever. And you go into that, it also say one nation. And, you know, this is a nation, but it's not one nation because everybody makes one. You know? So you got the dividends in this nation that's supposed to be one. It's not equal. You know, and you gotta live up to that. You can't talk about people not being patriotic or whatever the case when you're not bringing the people together to be one nation. You know?
Right, true.
So there's a disconnect in that in itself. And him being the president, he should have some sense in knowing that, but we all know he ain't got no sense. You know? He don't have no sense in what he be doing anyway. You know, he don't know how to go about running the nation.
Running the nation. That's the scapegoat, that's the cover up for things that he don't know how to do or things he might be going wrong. Me personally, I think he's illiterate. I don't know. I don't think he can read. He got secretaries and the staff and the team. I don't think.
That's probably
if you see interviews
and
certain
things.
That's
probably why he sound the way he sound. Because he probably don't allow nobody to write his speeches or whatever.
He'll most come in and talk. So yeah, the talk we had, it was pretty good. Yeah, we had a good talk. About what? You're not saying anything about nothing. We had a good talk. Yeah, it was a good talk. Yeah. Those people in Charlottesville, no, they're good people. Yeah.
He wanted to do everything his way, the way he see it, the way he want to do it, the way he think it should be done, and nobody can tell him different, nobody can give him advice on it, you know, so it's just whatever he want, that's the way it is, because I'm the one in the higher power position, I'm in the higher position over all of this, over the world, or whatever the case, and so be it, that's that. Yeah. And that's you know
what he says goes.
Yeah, and that's clearly what you see how he's running and how he's handling things, you know? And it's crazy. It's really crazy. It's stupid, he's stupid. You know, the people who's behind him and following him and listening and feeding into his bullshit is stupid.
So how you think military personnel feel about it?
I don't know. Like I said, I haven't really heard too much or seen too much comments or whatever as far as military personnel saying anything about it, you know, about kneeling for the flag or whether it's
active or not.
Yeah, whether it's patriotic or not. You know, I mean, in the military, yeah, you have to do it. You have to salute the flag and stand for the national anthem and everything. I mean, because you're fighting for the country, you know.
Yeah, but
so,
people say you're fighting for the flag. You're not fighting for the flag.
You're not fighting for the flag.
You're fighting for the freedom of the country.
Yeah.
Itself.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
But then when you look at African Americans that go into the military, they just looking for a way out of the poverty condition that they might be in.
Better situation. Yeah, it's not Yeah, most of the people that are African American go in, as far as I know, they don't go in to be patriotic or show patriotism and do all of that shit. Yeah, they doing it to better their situation or whatever's going on, you know.
A lot of times, people that go in and say, oh, I'm going in because I'm patriotic. And then when shit hit the fan and them shots is firing, I'm patriotic. Yeah, you're patriotic, right? Salute. Now you dead patriotic. You're a dead patriot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It happens. You know what I'm saying?
But as far as the military, I don't think because I don't think it really. I'm not gonna say it don't apply, but I don't think it takes an effect on them like that.
As far as the whole controversy,
I don't think they. Really take effect on them because, like you said, they're not fighting. People say they always disrespectful to the military because they're fighting for the flag. Nah, they're not fighting for the flag. They're fighting for the freedom and liberties of the country. You know, so it's different. is different when it comes to the military. It's very different. Like it's what they have to do, you know, salute and all of that, and show their so-called patriotism or whatever. Like I said, when I was in, I didn't care for none of that. I couldn't stand none of that, man. That's why I got out of all the change of commands and ceremonies. I wasn't a part of those. I was in the office, right? Chilling.
Yes. This is Rich Already Podcast. Unless y'all just tuning in, we just talking about the taking a stand or by kneeling, the whole controversy with Donald Trump and Colin Kaepernick and among the others that's taking a stand recently because of whatever reason that they were doing before. You know what I'm saying? Now we're drifting it over to how the military might possibly feel about the whole topic and situation, you know?
Yeah. Not to forget, we had doing this podcast out at Stick a Fork in It, 910 Landis Parkway, Eagles Landing Parkway in Stockbridge, Georgia. Come check them out every Friday, Saturday. You know, enjoy yourself and get some good food and listen to some good music every Friday, Saturday night with the DJ. That's Stick a Fork in It, Sports Bar, 910 Eagles Landing Parkway, Stockbridge, Georgia. But, as far as the military, what you think? How you think they feel about it?
The military?
Yeah.
I can't speak on the whole military, but you know, speaking for myself, because I am a veteran as well. I don't think it's a big deal. I already know the situation and the reason for what happening is doing. So, I support him. I stand with him 100%. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because way before I was in the military, I already, you know, being from across New York, we already faced the social injustice of police brutality and so forth and so on. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like this whole topic is really nothing new. You know what I'm saying? When you come from those type of environments or environmental conditions, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, like I said, as far as the military, I don't think it really applies to them like that. You know, I mean, they fighting for everybody, not just the cause of what Kaepernick is, is doing it or, you know, taking a stand for it. No, but yeah, like you said, personally, I support what he's doing, you know, and I don't know, if I was in the NFL, I would have been in the background, I wouldn't have stood with everybody and locked arms with everybody. That's just me personally, because it's not for the same cause, you know.
So then you would have been fighting.
Well, listen, man, it is what it is, you know, because I'd have told the players, I'd have told my teammates, like, yo, y'all listening to the owner, because of what Trump said. I've always been like that. I always looked into the deeper root of what stuff was going on, even in the military. When they say, do this or do that, I look and think, like, for what? This don't make sense. Like, why are you doing this? This is stupid. Like, or why are you doing that way when you can do it this way? It's stupid. I'm not doing that. I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. Not to be rebellious.
So defiant.
I mean, if that's what you want to call it.
Defiant.
I wasn't doing it to be rebellious, so I wouldn't do stuff to be rebellious. It's just I have my own reasons behind stuff, and I think everybody should stick with their reasons for doing something. And you know what I'm saying? Don't go against your purpose or your thoughts, you know, unless you can sit with yourself and say, all right, let me reconsider this, that, and the third, and then go ahead with it. Like a lot of these players, and like I said, a lot of these players wasn't willing to take a knee. wasn't willing to take a stand with Kaepernick in this whole cause. So why go against it now? You know what I'm saying? Why take a knee and lock arms now? You just going against your own self and what you didn't want to do it for. You know what I'm saying? And that shows the type of puppet that you are. It shows the type of man and person you are, you know, and that you can be controlled in that way. And it's sad, you know, it's real sad. I'm just not that type of person to do that. Like, you call it defiant, you can call it rebellious, whatever it is, I'm not going to go against my word, you know. If I feel strong about something, I'm going to stick with it. But even if I'm wrong, in the end, I'll just be wrong. I'll be able to admit that I'm wrong, but hey, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I ain't going against what I said. That's just me. I always been like that. I like to prove a point to people. Like, I like to prove people wrong. You know, that's just how I am. With myself. If you tell me I can't do something that I know I can do because I had a right to do it, then I'm going to do it to prove you wrong.
Now bring it back to Ray Lewis for a minute. I heard that someone referred to him as an opportunist. How you feel about that, man?
Opportunist.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's funny. opportunist.
Yeah, opportunist. Not an opportunist, but an opportunist. I mean, any chance you get, you gonna go out there in front like he taking up for black, but he really ain't.
Really not, yeah. Right? Somebody that's cooning, that's taking advantage of an opportunity. Oh man, yeah, that's funny, man. An opportunist. That's a good one. That's a good one, an opportunist.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. But, it's true. That is true. It sounds about right.
Oh, so you would agree with that comment? Or that nickname?
Yeah, it sounds about right. You know, it sounds about right. An opportunist, because he is taking advantage of the opportunities, like you said in the beginning. At first, he said, "Oh, Kaepernick need to be silent. He need to take a silent stand against it, or whatever the case, you know." And then, what did he do? He come out and take a knee. Then he come out and try to justify why he took a knee, because he was praying. Like, come on, man. You don't know which way is up.
Yeah.
You know, up or down. You in between.
I think I gave him one knee, and then I got two knees because I was praying.
Don't tell me I got on one knee. I didn't get on one knee. I ain't do it because Kaepernick. I ain't do it for the same reasons as Kaepernick. I ain't do it because of that.
I did it because I was praying. I was praying that all of this stuff, NFL,
all this nonsense,
go away.
All this nonsense will stop because what Kaepernick is doing is nonsense. So I was praying for all this nonsense to stop.
Talking about racism.
He's an opportunist.
When is it gonna stop? That would bring me to the mind of AI. He was getting interviewed once again, and he was heated because somebody, a commentator, a new reporter, asked him about practice. And they just finished the game. Like, practice? You're talking about practice. We just finished the game, and you talking about practice. Kaepernick kneeling for social injustice. You talking about praying. Praying? We talking about social injustice. Why can American man, woman, girl, and boy, Tamir Rice, Tavon Martin, getting slaughtered in the street? And you're talking about Practice? praying?
He was talking about praying. I was praying.
Praying. Man.
That's crazy.
He was praying, man.
I want to see if he's going to be if he praying again
we
this week.
We have to pray just to make it today. Yeah, I said we pray.
I seen several pictures of him, like, you know, on social media, just him looking like his face in some of them pictures with shades on. He just looked like he know he done messed up. Know he done fucked up.
Fuck right? Nigga! I don't use that term. Fuck nigga! You know what I'm saying?
Know you done fucked up, right?
You know you done fucked up. You know you done fucked up, though.
I was praying. Just a month ago, you said it was nonsense that he was kneeling. Now, you was on to me talking about you was praying.
No, you done fucked up, right? Know that, don't you? I was praying. You know you done fucked up, right? But I was praying. You know you're fucked up, right? Know that, right? Don't you?
Yo, for real.
Oh, God. They're kneeling for whatever. I just don't get that. You were praying.
His whole purpose was different.
What the hell are you praying for?
His whole purpose.
Well, after you finish praying, go to Kaepernick and pray that somebody will give him a job.
Yeah.
Use that strain. Prayer and strength, and get on your two knees and pray for happiness. How about that? That's it. You praying. We got to pray just to make it today. I said we pray.
But they don't want to give him a job because I think they don't want to give him a job.
It's blackball.
Yeah, it's blackballing, and because if he did get a job, listen, he's going to have a bigger influence on. But before this, I think they didn't want to give him a job because they didn't want to see him, and particularly, back on the field kneeling for his cause. You know what I'm saying? They didn't want to see him doing it, so they blackballed him. But now, everybody's doing it, you know, for whatever reason. So
15 months later.
You might as well give him a job now. Give him a job now.
They're doing it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, they're doing it for the wrong reasons, but now you might as well give him a job.
Since they did it,
somebody might as well sign him now. You know what I'm saying? Because what's the point of keep blackballing him now and y'all doing what he did?
Well, it don't pan out because you say, oh, I'm kneeling because social injustice. I'm kneeling because Trump said I wouldn't. And my own team or our employees need to be fired. So, you know what I'm saying? That's the whole sole reason. It's not about the flag. It's not about the pledge or whatever.
Yeah, the patriotism.
That goes out the door. And the crazy part about it is that, like, again, you have these fans getting upset and riled up and don't even know why they're mad. You're burning their stuff. All NFL paraphernalia, whatever team or whatever you might be a fan of.
Yeah.
You burning it up for what?
For what?
What is your cause? What are you doing? There's nothing happening to you. I don't know. I've never seen Caucasians get pulled over by police or in this lifetime seen him get shot for no reason. So I know what's his reason for what Kaepernick is doing.
Yeah. Right. All that patriotism shit that and all of that, the flag and all that, it do go out the door. It go out the door. Because it's the whole cause and purpose of kneeling was, you know, for the injustices. And so, you know, it wasn't, nobody said anything. When Kaepernick started this last year, nobody said anything about it not being patriotic. The only thing that was said, oh, it was wrong to do it. It wasn't nothing about being patriotic or showing, you know, support for your country and for your flag and the national anthem. It wasn't about that. You know, nobody got revved up about that or nothing until recently. So, you know, it's stupid. And then it's a
silent protest. Yeah, nobody's getting hurt. Nobody's getting jumped. Nobody's getting killed.
And then nobody, and then another thing is, everybody's mad because it's not patriotic. But Kaepernick was kneeling because another fellow player in the NFL asked him to kneel instead of sit. So, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, he didn't feel it. And this fellow player in the NFL kicker or snap, you know, holder or whatever, he's a vet. He didn't feel offended by it. He didn't say it wasn't patriotic. He didn't say, you know, it's not showing them. It's disrespectful to the national anthem and to the military and to the flag. He just said, listen, if this is what you're going to do, I would just suggest that you kneel instead of sit. You know? And he said, and Kaepernick, okay, cool, no problem. I respect that.
But he wasn't the only one that did it. There was another guy right there by his side.
Yeah, one of his teammates.
I want to say Eric Reed.
Could have been. But yeah, one of his teammates, you know, did it with him, you know. But like I said, the vet who suggested it, he didn't take offense to it, you know. And so I don't think anybody else should take offense. Nobody that, especially nobody that didn't serve his country, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you didn't serve his country, you didn't fight for the country, you didn't join the military or anything like that, so you shouldn't have no right to say what's patriotic and what's not patriotic.
Well, all right, that's a good thing, because what if you didn't serve the country? Do you feel that way? Like, there's a lot of people that haven't served the military, and they feel, oh, I'm a patriot, I'm patriotic.
Of what?
They loved America.
Listen, man. I
seen all Roland Martin one day. He never served. He was in the military, but he felt like in some aspects he has some type of patriotism. You know what I'm saying? And so, what makes it more better? Just because you served or you didn't serve, so just because I served, that makes my better you.
Not necessarily. You know, like I said, when I was in, man, I didn't care for none of that. But, you know, I just think the people who's making it such a big deal and burning their shit and whatever, saying, calling people names or putting niggas' jerseys down for, you know, doormats or whatever, just to say you ain't patriotic. 9 times out of 10, you didn't serve the country. So, you know what I'm saying? So it's really, I don't think they should really be as upset about it. That's just my take on it. You shouldn't be as upset about somebody or feeling that you're more patriotic than the next person.
That's what it is.
You know, you're just feeding into the crowd. You're just following the crowd, you know, just to be a part of something that you don't know what you're a part of or what's your purpose for, you know, and you shouldn't be. In certain country, if those who've been in the military don't feel offended, or don't feel as offended, if they do feel offended, then those who didn't shouldn't be, you know, doing the things that they're doing or making the comments that they make. Point blank. That's just the way I see it, though. That's just my opinion. You know, that's just my opinion, but I'm one person, so that's what makes it stupid to me. And it's going to go on. It's still going to go on.
Oh, so you're saying it's stupid, too?
Yeah, it's stupid.
Oh, okay.
It's stupid to be upset about it. That's what I'm saying. It's stupid to be upset about. So you're talking
about the people that's burning their jerseys, jackets, all that. They don't have no reason why they're burning.
They don't. You're just wasting your money then. You know what I'm saying? When probably next year, a few months from now, you're going to go out and buy another one. Because you're stupid. It's about to get cold. You know, if you live in Pittsburgh and you're a Steelers fan and you did something like that, you're stupid. You're going to go buy another one. You know what I'm saying? You know, you burnt your season tickets, you're going to get, you You're going to have to go buy them, purchase them again. You know what I'm saying?
Who did that? Somebody did that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like, you're going to go and purchase them again. For what? You know? And then you're going to look back at the video you made and put up on Facebook or whatever social media site you put it on and be like, damn, I'm an asshole. I really did this? I don't know why I did this, man. I must have been drunk. You know, I must have been on something. That's probably what they was. They probably was on something. On something. You know?
On something.
Yeah, they must have been on something. Yeah, it don't make no sense, man. But, you know, that's just what it is, you know?
People are more concerned with y'all concerned with devastation in Puerto Rico and Houston. Nobody talk about that anymore.
Yeah, Houston is done. That's done. I mean, I know they still trying to build up from where they, you know, that little disaster. But, yeah, nobody talking about that. Nobody care about, you know, like you said, you want to talk about patriotism, being patriotic, help Puerto Rico out. You know what I'm saying? They part of the U.S., right? That's patriotism. That's being patriotic. That's showing patriotism. You know, help them out. Help them out in their time of need or whatever. It's part of it's U.S. territory. You know, you don't even need a passport to go over there. So that's better than, you know, burning your shit. Like you said, your NFL paraphernalia and screaming, oh, that's not patriotic. You want to be patriotic? I'm saying people that are saying it's not patriotism and not being... Go and help and donate to Puerto Rico. Write Trump, tweet Trump and say, hey, why are we not, you know, being patriotic towards Puerto Rico and its U.S. territory?
Yeah, you got your Puerto Rico relief fund, you know.
Yeah, you got this stuff, but it ain't being put out there. It ain't being talked about like this bullshit, you know. It ain't. So it's like, what is the patriotism in that? Nobody's saying nothing about that, though. Like you said.
Nobody said nothing about Dick Gregory. Rest in peace, Dick Gregory. You know what I'm saying? They just had the funeral for him recently. I believe it was last week. That was the activist, you know what I'm saying? / conspiracy theorist. And he's been arm in arm with Martin Luther King. So... Rest in paradise, Dick Gregory. I know he have a lot to talk about right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's all an agenda, man. So, you know, you just gotta watch out to what you believe in and what you stand for and what's going on, what's real, what's the distractions, and what's not the distractions and stuff like that. You know?
Was not a distraction.
Nah, I said, what's a distraction and what's not a distraction? People in this day and age, it's a short attention span, so people not gonna focus on one thing for so long unless it's really indulging to them. This is what everybody else talking about, and now I can talk about it.
Let me tune in.
Yeah,
look like it might be a juicy topic, but yeah. It's a discussion, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Because the negative cell, negative stretch out more than the positive.
Yeah, negativity cell. It definitely do, negativity cell. So, and that's what people pay more attention to now, is the negatives rather than the positives. You know, and that's backwards. When it's all said and done, it's just going, the positives get thrown under the bus and forgotten about. And it's never brought up again.
No.
No, not really. Not until something else happened. And then people briefly bring something up that happened before, and then that's it. Like, you know, like you said. Like
racism. Racism is the elephant.
Yeah.
Because y'all can pretend and pretend and pretend until y'all blue in the face or red in the face, and then y'all don't want to say that it exists. But then you have things like slavery. Then you have things like Jim Crow era,
civil rights and stuff like that, and then fast forward to now, and then you see the differences.
You know what I'm saying? Doesn't exist because you're not faced with the same injustices. That's all it is. Yeah. That's why it wouldn't exist. You know?
It makes perfectly good sense. Perfectly good sense, for real. For real. So, that's just all what it boiled down to, man. You know, if you want to, chime in on this and leave your comments and your
comments, complaints, concerns, questions, all
of the above. You can hit us up at on IG at Rich Already Podcast. You can hit us up on Facebook, Rich Already Podcast. You can even subscribe to our YouTube channel, Rich Already Podcast. You know, or you can hit me up on Instagram. You know, at r.com. That's r.com.
Hit me up on Instagram at Kickoff718, and
let us know what y'all think about this, about what we just spoke about, the injustices and the kneeling and the Donald Trump, stir up that he caused, and give us y'all feedback. You know, once again, we at 910 Eagles Landing Parkway, Stockbridge, Georgia. That's Stick a Fork in it. You know, come and check them out every Friday and Saturday. Saturday night, they got a DJ, some good music and food and entertainment. You know, you can just come out and chill, have a good time. And yeah, man, once again, the social media, IG, Facebook, Rich Already Podcast, YouTube channel, Rich Already Podcast, get at us.
Yeah, that's it. Anything else you want to put out?
Just
tune in, stay tuned, we here.
Stay rich. Stay rich in health.
Stay positive.
Stay rich in wealth, success, whatever you do, stay rich, because you're rich already.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, we rich already, not just meaning in wealth, or monetary value, I'm talking about health. Mind, body, and spirit, it's time to get with it. Stop thinking so simple and think about our principles. Start with our mental, use the eye in our central vessel of the brain. That's how we change things. It's time to spread our wings and soar like some eagles. This podcast is here to bring awareness to the people. RICHALREADY. Enjoy the topics each week. Enlightenment we speak, giving it to you raw. Nothing but the realness, straight from the door. Truth and opinions, no alternative facts. We here to break barriers with positive impact. Recognize the real, comical yet instill powerful words of wisdom that everyone can feel. I'm rich, he rich, she rich, stay rich. We rich, stay rich, stay rich, stay rich. Get rich, stay rich, be rich, stay rich. I'm rich, he rich, she rich, stay rich. I'm rich, he rich, she rich, stay rich. We rich, stay rich, stay rich, stay rich. Get rich, stay rich, be rich, stay rich. I'm rich, he rich, she rich, stay rich.